again, the paper took a leading role in covering the AIDS crisis in the Bay Area. Tell me about that period. How did Bob Ross approach that as publisher? What was his thinking about covering this? What at the time was first called the gay cancer. People were getting Kaposi sarcoma, and they didn't know what it was.
Well, that's right. And again, you have to put it in the context of the time. Although there were some cases that had broken out in New York City, San Francisco really became the gay, or became the ground zero for research on AIDS, treatment on AIDS, government response relating to AIDS, but the information wasn't getting out. And Bob saw right away, he saw the Polaroid pictures at the drugstores at 18th and Castro and asking people who had these lesions to come in. I mean, people didn't know what caused it. They didn't know what was going to happen. But the research was being done here, and governmental compassion was emanating from here, not from anyone else. And Bob wanted that information to be made public. And we really became the go-to source for news outlets around the world on AIDS. I mean, we had direct contact with Dr. Volberding, who founded the Ward 5B at San Francisco General Hospital, with Jay Levy at the Department of Public Health. I mean, our people had the cell phone numbers. Oh, well, I don't know if they even had cell phones back then, but you know what I mean. I mean, we could make direct contact easily with the people that were in the forefront of what was happening in the AIDS epidemic. And Bob really saw it as part of the mission. It was as the important mission of gay media at that time, to make that information available not only to the community but to the world at large.
You had an issue at the end of 1989 that was just obituaries, just photographs of all the people who had died that year, who you had already run obituaries of, and nearly all gay men from San Francisco, 604 photographs. What was the importance of that issue?
If you'll recall, as people began to become infected and show visual signs of HIV/AIDS, they tended to be treated as pariahs because people didn't know whether it was contagious, that you could get it from touching or kissing, or if it was airborne. I mean, people didn't know. So people that had the disease tended to be treated like lepers used to be treated. And Bob didn't like that. I mean, he thought that these were humans that deserve the same respect and the same dignity as anyone else. So it was his idea to not only to cover it broadly, but to make sure that those that died of its ravages were not forgotten. And so he established a policy right from the get-go that the paper would run free photographs and life stories of anyone that died of AIDS. And on deadline day, which I think was Friday at the time, people would line up outside with pictures and life stories of people that had passed away from AIDS, and Bob was determined to run that. And that one issue that you talk about, where they had just the photos and no text beyond the name, was just another effort by Bob to see that these people were viewed with respect and dignity.
And remembered.
And remembered, absolutely.
Yeah. And so the headline in August of 1998, "No Obits," for that week, must have been equally important.
Well, it was, because we had become so used to obits coming in, and none had come in on deadline day. And as it got closer to publication, I believe it was the news editor at the time who went to Bob and said, we haven't had any obits come in. And that just stopped everybody in their tracks. It was the first time in a very long time that there hadn't been obits, sometimes page after page of obituaries. And so they decided that was going to be the news story for that week. And they ran this very dramatic front cover with no obits, and made clear in the story that it didn't mean that the AIDS epidemic was over. It just meant that maybe we could see the light at the end of the tunnel. But that issue had a large impact, and actually was featured on the CBS Evening News that night and held up and shown. It was very dramatic.